Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and we're here at my podcast, Body Confidence. And I'm with my favorite colleague, Barry Shore. And before we get into our topic today, Barry, what do you really want to tell people and how they can connect with you?
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, wonderful Coach Stephanie, how can I make the categorical statement that all the thousands, if not tens of thousands of people that will be watching and listening to this are all good-looking? Because by definition, they tuned in to listen to you and your wonderful, expressive ability to help people with your body or program. It means they're always looking for and finding the good in life. That's a good-looking person, looking for and finding the good in life. And you want to find good to the nth degree? Go to barryshore.com, BarrySHore, barryshore.com. You really want to do something special for you in the beginning of the new year? Go to barryshore.com/ebook and select one of my three books that I published last year, any one of them, at absolutely no cost to you. Because that's what this is all about. We're here to share, we're here to help, we're here to transform. And that is what I give to you right now in the person of wonderful Coach Stephanie. Stephanie, where do they connect with you?
Body Awe, BodyAwe.com, where I thoroughly enjoy coaching women entrepreneurs to better their business skills and also to enhance their confidence skills. And I do this with my body knowledge. And you can find me again at BodyAwe.com. And before I forget, Barry, I'm in the pre-launch of my new book, The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur, where you can navigate your style for better business success. I'm very proud of it. It's only 120 pages, and I will send you more information as we go along. So, Barry, you have brought up the most important topic to start our new year. I will give you the stage. How would you like to introduce it?
With one word, everybody lean in, open the ears, get ready, because the foundation of this year and for your success in business, let's be clear, people tune in because they want success in business and in life. The foundation of all foundations is joy. Joy. How can you say that, Barry? The world is about to explode. There are wars everywhere. There is riots in the streets. There's civil distress, unrest. There's all kinds of things happening in the world. How can you talk about joy? Because joy is an acronym, wonderful Coach Stephanie. It stands for Journey of You. There
Journey
won't
of you.
you.
Now that
Joy.
sounds really fantastic, but okay, if you could break it up for me, how do you start with the journey part?
Journey. Listen to watch the word journey, by the way. I mean, let's be blunt. We're speaking with highly educated, highly motivated people. That's why you tuned in. Remember, the show's not about Coach Stephanie, amazing that she is. It's not about Barry Shore, fantastic guy. It's about you. YOU, you becoming the best you possible. Look at the word journey. Journey. First two letters. Last letter. What does it spell? Joy. Journey has within it joy. And the next four letters are you, meaning you, are, meaning you are, never ending. It's a never-ending process of the journey, and it's all filled with joy. There will always be difficulties in the world. And they're magnified today because of social media. Hello? But don't let it DU. DU, don't let it distract you. Coach Stephanie, I urge you to continue. Distraction, I think, is one of the most difficult of all processes in life today. Seems to be everywhere. People get distracted.
But let me gracefully interrupt you. Is distraction. Distraction can be a good thing, my friend, because when I get distracted, I see a contrast of what I like and what I don't like. So as I go on my journey, I am always distracted. I mean, we're always distracted, aren't we?
Without disagreeing with you, I'll say no. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to base it on reality. The reality is that the word, the two words, distracted, is really two words. D-I-S is a negative form of communication. The word disappoint, distract, distress. D-I-S means the negative part of something. For instance, the opposite of distract is to attract. You see, part of the genius of life, of recognizing that the journey of you will always be of interest, will have stumbles, will falls, people get up, then there's highs, and there's, okay, that's called frequency. It's moving. The key is to be, as you are, one of the most attractive beings I've ever had the pleasure of being with. You exude attractive.
This is very crucial. Barry, again, my distraction helps me to evolve because I see what I don't like it within that distraction that you said was negative. So it's a tool for me to use.
And that, I wholeheartedly agree.
Audience, you agree with me. I'm so happy. I'm in joyful. Joyful exhilaration.
Joy and triumphant.
Sure agree. Okay, let's go to the O.
Oh, one second. Now, before we go to the O, I want to tell you how much I agree with you. You see, because one of the reasons I believe that people listen to you, read you, patronize you, utilize you, is because what you just did is the essence of what my introduction was. You're good looking. You're always looking for and finding the good. In distraction, you found the benefit. You use it as a balancing item. You see the ability to have the light and the dark and to choose the light. That's really the genius of joy. Joy is journey of you.
You. Okay, now you. I can't wait to jump to that. You is massive.
Yes, you are.
I mean, where do we start? Our nose? Our belly button, where do we start?
You ready? And that's why I love work. This is dialogue. This is not monologue. She's asking me, says, okay, sure. What do you mean by that? Where do you begin? Where do we begin? The journey begins in your mind.
My mind?
In your mind. The key to functioning well, to being a success, to being happier, healthier, and wealthier. There are two parts to the human being that are essential to living in joy daily. And you utilize both of them very well.
Okay, so do I talk to my mind? What do I do with her? Because she's always talking lately.
Oh, but let's understand that the mind is connected to the other part of the being that enable you to be the genius that you are, Coach Stephanie. The mind and the heart.
Oh,
the heart and the mind.
I couldn't wait for you to say that.
Oh, well, expound on it then.
As he directs our podcast. Okay. The heart is our soul, our past, future, present. It's a feeling organ. It feels. Now, my heart disagrees with my head.
I
So
didn't
it
say
gets in
head.
the way
I
with
mean,
joy. It gets in.
I'm agreeing with you again. The it's not your head, it's your mind. See,
Okay, mind.
we
Well,
no,
I'm
it's a,
physical, so
yeah,
okay, mind.
it's a very important aspect of what we're dialoguing with right now. This ability to begin to understand that the mind and the heart want to live in harmony. And the genius of life is that when the mind directs the heart and the heart responds to the mind with a hug, with love, with caring, then you have what I call, and you know this because you work with it, become a spiritual chiropractor. You get in harmony your mind, which is your thoughts, and they're in good. Your speech, which is what emanates from you to communicate, which is your essence, good. And your deeds, which come from your heart, which are good. When your thoughts are good, your speech is good, and your deeds are good, now you are in alignment. You're spiritually in flow. And when you're in flow, you become body awe.
So, with that said, what would you like our audience to remember from today?
Just remember this. A kiss is but a kiss. But joy is the foundation of your life. I urge you all, go forth and live exuberantly in the journey of you.
Journey of you. I will see you again, Mr. Barry.
Don't
Yes?
know where, don't know when, but I know we're going to meet again some sunny day.
He's another Gene Kelly. I love it. All right. See you. Oh, no. Hug.
Hug up. Hug. Hug stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. One, two, three. Roar.